WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things common collected. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? You know that feeling when you're caught off guard, tripped up by something unexpected, maybe even knocked right off your feet? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be the end of the world, or even a major setback. That's where today's episode comes in, building resilience through adversity. Buckle up, because we're diving into some serious stoic wisdom that can help you bounce back from anything life throws your way. So, what exactly is resilience? It's not about being invincible or pretending everything's always sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging the bumps in the road, accepting them as part of the journey, and finding the strength to keep moving forward, even when things get tough. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you practice navigating challenges, the stronger you become. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you build that inner resilience. First up, reframe your perspective. This might sound simple, but it's powerful. Instead of dwelling on what's going wrong, try to see challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. You know how they say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? Well, it's more than just a catchy phrase, it's a truth that can help shape your mindset. Remember that time you bombed a presentation? That's right. But did you learn something from that experience? Maybe you realized the importance of practicing beforehand or finding a way to connect with your audience on a deeper level. Second, focus on what you can control. You've heard the saying, don't sweat the small stuff, right? Well, it's time to take that to heart. Life is full of things beyond our control, traffic jams, unexpected weather, even other people's actions. What we can control is our reaction to those situations. We can choose to stay calm, focus on solutions, and keep moving forward instead of getting bogged down by what we can't change. Third, practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes, stumble, and face setbacks. It's a part of being human. But often, our harshest critic is ourselves. Instead of beating yourself up over those moments, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Remember, it's okay to not be perfect. It's about learning from your experiences and growing stronger. Fourth, build strong connections. Humans are social creatures. We need each other. Having a support system of friends, family, or mentors can make all the difference when things get tough. Don't be afraid to reach out for help, share your struggles, and lean on those who care about you. Sometimes, just knowing you're not alone can provide incredible strength and support. And lastly, never stop learning and growing. Life is a constant journey of discovery, and there's always something new to learn, explore, and experience. Keep your mind open, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, and never lose that thirst for knowledge and adventure. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're prepping for a big presentation at work. You've poured hours into crafting the perfect slides, practicing your delivery, and even visualizing success. But then, disaster strikes. Your laptop crashes just minutes before your scheduled time. What do you do? Do you panic, let anxiety take over, and potentially bomb the presentation? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge the setback, and find a creative solution? Maybe you improvise with a whiteboard, ask colleagues for assistance, or even embrace the unexpected challenge with a dash of humor. By shifting your perspective from this is a disaster to okay, how can I adapt and still deliver value, you demonstrate resilience in action. Remember, building resilience isn't about being unbreakable, it's about having the strength and flexibility to bounce back from whatever life throws your way. It's about cultivating a mindset that embraces challenges as opportunities for growth, learning, and ultimately becoming a stronger, more capable version of yourself. So, what are you going to do today? Take a moment to reflect on a recent challenge you faced. How did you handle it? What could you have done differently? And how can you use this experience to build your resilience moving forward? Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us. Leave a comment on our website or join the conversation on social media. Let's support each other, learn from one another, and become masters of our own inner calm, even amidst life's inevitable storms. Until next time, keep it calm and keep it real.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.